Congressman Jeff Miller and Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Greenert spoke to the media aboard NAS Pensacola Tuesday morning, but WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the star of the show was moored at Pier Charlie.
The USS Independence is the test ship for the Navy's Littoral Combat Ship, or LCS, Mine Countermeasure Mission Package. The testing has been underway in the Gulf of Mexico since late February. She's 418 feet long and carries a 40-member crew. Admiral Greenert says her strengths are high speed, great volume, and modular.
What that means is you can change out, we call them packages, to do different missions. You would see Gatling guns be put in, a missile system, and this would all be, as I said, kind of like squares, cubes going in there. To do this in a matter of a few days, these packages would be forward deployed and stationed around the world at the hotspots.
Built in Mobile by Austal USA and delivered to the Navy in 2009, the Independence's two diesel-powered water jets can generate speeds up to 18 knots, or 21 miles an hour. Two gas turbine water jets can deliver up to 44 knots, that's 51 miles an hour sustainable, and even faster in short periods. And Greenert says the next incarnation of the LCS is under development.
Secretary of Defense said, before you build those last group, I want you to stop and take a look at this and see if we can't make them more survivable, more lethal. We've done that. We've proposed what we need to do. It's been accepted. We're all guns ahead, and our engines are going to 52 of these.
LCS decks can also handle a variety of helicopters, which would be armed with Gatling guns, missiles, or other weaponry as required by the mission.
With a lot of these ships being built in the Gulf Coast region, a lot of the sea trials and the training will be done in the Gulf of Mexico.
Congressman Jeff Miller sits on the House Armed Services Committee. Prior to meeting with the media, he and Admiral Greenert toured the Independence.
This ship will be home ported far away from here eventually, but there are going to be a great number of them that will be built over the years. The capability of this vessel is something that a lot of us would expect to see on the latest and greatest video game. You see some young sailors that are on board that are doing some magnificent work at a very young age.
The ship's company, says Admiral John Greenert, has undergone specialized training to include multiple capabilities at very intricate training sites. They're also older and more experienced sailors.
They've been in the Navy 4, 5, 6 years, most of them, and so that enables us to keep the manning of that ship at least half and sometimes less than half of a notional ship of the same size.
Another weapon an LCS can utilize when needed is one of the newest and highest profile among all U.S. military branches.
Drones are a part of the Navy, and in fact, this particular ship will carry 3 drones, notionally. It's called a Fire Scout, and training folks to do that is part and parcel. We're actually developing that skill set, that culture, if you will, that community to do it, and the Naval Reserve community will be, I think, a key part of that in the future.
In addition to cargo or container-sized mission modules, an LCS bay can carry 4 lanes of multiple Stryker fighting vehicles and Humvees, along with their associated troops. An elevator allows air transport of packages up to 20 feet long, which can be moved into the mission bay while at sea. Bunks and living spaces are below the bridge, and the helm is controlled by joysticks instead of the traditional steering wheel. Admiral Greenert says the naming protocol for the LCS fleet will be based on U.S. cities. That sparked this exchange with Congressman Miller.
That tends to be the mantra.
Pensacola.
Yes. Pensacola could be a good name. You've heard it here today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see about that.
The USS Independence will be at NAS Pensacola through this summer. Her home port is in San Diego. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.